Mother Earth is psychedelic. Her body is covered with psychoactive, sacred medicine. Can psychedelics help us become more conscious and loving parents, partners, lovers, and leaders? Welcome to the Psychedelic Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Carlin, the Psychedelic Mom, a mother and entrepreneur partnering with Mother Earth's sacred plant medicines to heal, awaken, and learn to live in alignment to my truth. Psychedelic literally means soul revealing. What reveals the soul to oneself is psychedelic. I invite you to join me in deep conversations with leaders, healers, seekers, and other parents. I will share my journey, the wisdom, practices, medicines, and mistakes that have changed my life, and personal stories of others on this wild path. We are the medicine needed to birth the more beautiful world we know is possible. Welcome to the Psychedelic Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Carlin. I want to just thank you for being here, for subscribing to my channel, for leaving me reviews. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. I love hearing from you and I love hearing your feedback. And rate my show. It's super helpful for me. So today's show is one that is near and dear to my heart. It was really the inspiration for this podcast. We're going to have a conversation and an exploration into motherhood and earth medicines and psychedelics. What does it mean to be a psychedelic mother? And how is the journey of motherhood like an earth medicine journey? And do psychedelics and earth medicines have wisdom for us? Can they actually raise our consciousness, teach us how to be better mothers and more conscious human beings? So this is what we're going to dive into today. If you are a mother and you're listening and you've never done an earth medicine, this might be a deep exploration into all these conversations about earth medicines and motherhood. And if you are a mother that is on the earth medicine psychedelic path, I'm so grateful you're here. It is so nice to walk alongside you. I know if you have done this work, you've gone into the deeps. So thank you. And for both mothers who have done earth medicines and haven't, and if you're not a mother, we all have mothers and we all have the deep cosmic mother and Mother Earth within us. So this is a show that is an ode to motherhood and an ode to earth medicines. I often say that motherhood is the most powerful, profound, life-altering, longest-lasting psychedelics on the planet. What do I mean by that? Well, I often say that psychedelic means soul-revealing, and certainly earth medicines and psychedelics are soul-revealing, but anything that reveals our truth, our primordial nature, and our soul is psychedelic. And I would say that motherhood, without a doubt, does all of those things. So how is motherhood and a psychedelic or earth medicine journey similar? Both are profound initiations. You'll often hear people say, if they were asked, what are the top five life-altering experiences and profound experiences in their life, earth medicine journeys and becoming a parent are of the top five. So there's clearly something going on in these two journeys. How are these both initiations? When you enter motherhood and you enter a sacred earth medicine journey, you have no idea what to expect. You are going into the unknown and you will be forever changed. And it doesn't matter how many books you read on motherhood and what it's like to be a mother and what to expect. Those books on what to expect when you're expecting, they don't touch what you actually experience. And the same is true. You can listen to trip report after trip report, and you will never, ever fully understand what it is like to experience an earth medicine yourself. So these two initiations that we enter into change us forever, and they take us into the deeps of who we are. Earth medicines take us right into the self that we don't always experience from the most mystical, beautiful, soulful self that we are, and also into our deep shadow. And I would say that motherhood does too. You could have an experience of yourself and be like blown away at the job you did. Pat yourself on the back and actually have a moment of really witnessing yourself as this exquisite mother being taking care of a child. But I can guarantee you, motherhood will also have you reflect on these moments in your life that you feel like you are absolutely lost and you do not know how to do this job, that you are utterly unprepared for being a mother. And I would say that earth medicines do the same. This aspect of what we're capable of handling and going into is utterly challenged. The other ways that they are initiations is they really crack us open. They're purgative. In a earth medicine journey, that is physically purgative. And earth medicines will show us the very thing that we no longer need in our life. And sometimes it will make it really uncomfortable. We'll feel the discomfort of the very thing and our clinging. And I would say that motherhood is similar. There are aspects that we have to leave behind when we become a mother that don't serve the greater good of our child. So both of these experiences can be incredibly purgative. Earth medicines and motherhood show us the beauty, our ultimate connection to all of things. When you enter an earth medicine space, I don't know if you've had this experience, but you feel like you are viscerally connected to Mother Earth, that you are part of the soil, that you are one with the trees, that the wind is your very breath, and that you are connected to every living, breathing human being and being on the planet. And I would say that what motherhood does is that very interconnectedness, that very interbeingness is manifested in physical form. Suddenly, the life force that moves you in a psychedelic journey and beats your heart is suddenly creating a body within your body. And you are deeply connected with this umbilical cord. And even when that cord gets cut, there is a deep connection to your child like nothing you've ever known. We experience that in an earth medicine journey with the mother, deeply connected to a mother that feels more like our mother than our actual human mother. So in an earth medicine journey, this interbeingness is definitely felt as a mother and the journey of motherhood. Both motherhood and earth medicines are ultimately teaching us about love, about unconditional love and what that feels like in our bodies, how to have that in our very cells and in our souls. They teach us about non-judgment, compassion, patience. Earth medicines can bring the very wounding up and all those deep emotions when we weren't loved unconditionally or when we felt rejected, what that actually feels like in our bodies. And motherhood can do the very same thing. We can feel deeply within our bodies the love of our children, and we can also feel the aspects of maybe past parts of ourselves or relationships that left us not knowing what love is by experiencing what it wasn't. The difference with a earth medicine and motherhood journey is that there is no microdose of motherhood. It is a full-on heroic dose, and it lasts a lifetime. Earth medicine journeys last about 5 hours, maybe 24 hours, but ultimately there is an end to that journey, and motherhood is really an endless lifetime journey. It is a heroic dose. And I would also say that both earth medicine journeys and motherhood really connect us to the cycle of birth and death and grief and all the emotions. You may have a psychedelic experience or an earth medicine experience and contact emotions you didn't even know were deep within your being. You may experience rage and anger and grief and sadness and joy beyond joy and a profundity of all the emotions that you carry. And motherhood is quite the same. You will experience rage, anger, grief, joy, beauty, everything really. All the emotions are part of both of these journeys. the other similarity is when you need incredible integration, when you have a earth medicine experience, you don't just magically leave embodying all of the wisdom that it taught you. You don't suddenly wash away and let go of everything that it showed you that you needed to wash away. That it's a process. And I would say that motherhood and the journey of motherhood is the same. We make a misstep and then we try again. We may make another misstep and we try again. But ultimately, I would say that motherhood really contacts us with deep, deep well of love that we've never experienced before. And I would say that earth medicines do the exact same. And even though they contact us with life and death, there's also this sense within motherhood that we go beyond life and death, that this is a time in life that goes on, and that we're in a mystery we don't even fully understand. I think the other thing that earth medicines and motherhood journeys are similar in is an earth medicine will show you your lineage, the patterns that come through your grandparents, your great-grandparents that you never even met. It would show you like what you hold from them. Indigenous cultures have been saying this for a long time, that when you heal something, you heal it 7 generations back and 7 generations forward. Well, our Western science is just catching up with that with epigenetics. We've always known that, like, I have blue eyes because my father had blue eyes, and that I carry physical characteristics of my parents due to my genes. But one of the new findings in epigenetics is that we also carry the experiences, the emotional experiences of our ancestors. So what earth medicines do is they show us that. And what motherhood does is it shows it in a different way. I don't know if you've ever been doing something and thought, oh my God, I just became my mother. Or, oh my God, I just did something that reminded me of my grandmother. I just spoke to my child in a way my mother would have spoken to me. I'm nurturing my child just how I felt I must have been held. So in both these ways, we're really contacting the fact that we are not just this single human being. We are connected to not only the Great Mother and the lineage of all beings, but we are deeply connected to our personal generational lines. Earth medicines and motherhood require deep humility, accepting the mess, knowing that it isn't perfect, that you're going to struggle through this process. And that struggle is enlightenment through endarkment. Every kind of beautiful thing you do as a parent and every mistake you made is part of the process. And the earth medicine journey is just the same. You're just experiencing something, and in some ways you have control over it and some ways you don't. So what does it mean to be a psychedelic mother? How do you do that? Well, I often say, if you've been following me, that psychedelic means soul revealing. That which reveals our soul, our primordial truths, our authentic self is psychedelic. And certainly earth medicines and psychedelics do that. But so does motherhood. And it does it on multiple levels. So to be a psychedelic mother, we also have to look at what is psychecliptic. So psychecliptic means soul concealing. And we can be unconsciously psychecliptic, or we can be consciously psychecliptic. So when we're talking about psychedelic motherhood and what that looks like and how to show up as a soul-revealing, authentic mother, we first have to look at psychecliptic. Motherhood, by its nature, can be psychecliptic, and it needs to be. The ways that we can be consciously psychecliptic is choosing what is appropriate for our children to know about our journeys, about our emotions. And when our children are young, we're really here to create a safe container for them to grow in and thrive in and to individuate in. And to be a mother, some of our own emotions and feelings and aspects of ourselves needs to be hidden, needs to be not revealed. But what is unconscious way of being psychecliptic? That would be all of our conditioning, our familial, cultural, social conditioning that we're not aware of, that basically reprises again and again generationally. So for example, I'll use myself. I grew up, as we all have, in this patriarchal structure. What is internalized patriarchy, and how do I reprise that unconsciously? How do I maybe diminish my voice in ways that I just learned that was what I was supposed to do? Mothers are certainly a scrutinized population in the world. And as women, we have learned in many ways to not share all of our emotion and to amputate aspects of ourselves. So to be unconsciously psychocliptic is to not know that and to reprise that within our systems of family. To be a psychedelic mother is to know the difference between the two and to have the courage to look deeply into the ways that we may not be showing up authentically, to dive deep into our soul and to shine the light on all of our conditioning and ask the deep question, does this serve me anymore? What masks and filters am I putting on? Where am I not authentic? So to be an authentic mother, a psychedelic mother, is to show up authentically and to know that we are always on the fertile edge of growth, that this is a process, that we live the psychedelic motherhood moment to moment by our choices, by the way that we show up. It's accepting the imperfections and the mess, knowing that they are part of the process. I would say another way is to shift this dynamic of parenting. I think a lot of parenting in the past was performance parenting. A lot of parenting was, I want you to be like this because this is good for you. I want you to hold these beliefs because these are our family's traditional beliefs. I want you to hold these beliefs, these perspectives, this point of view, and I would like you to be this kind of human being and dress like this and show up like this and have these types of goals. And ultimately, to be a psychedelic parent is to know that your children come through you and that they are here to individuate, to have their own soul's journey, that you are here to guide them and to be stewards in that process. And you know, this is a bumpy ride. This isn't easy. I'm making it sound like it's so easy, and this is exactly what I did. I'm speaking this from different mistakes and missteps along the way. And I think to be a psychedelic mother is to acknowledge that and to constantly be willing to adjust, to learn, to adjust, and to continue to learn how to love compassionately, non-judgmentally, unconditionally. First, ourselves. If we as mothers don't first have full, deep love and self-love for ourselves, we certainly can't give that to our children. And if we have deep wounds, to be a psychedelic mother is to go into your deep wounds. Because ultimately, if you have unintegrated parts, you're just projecting them on to your children unconsciously. So this is where earth medicines come in. How can earth medicines and psychedelics help us become better parents? Well, really, so much of how we're behaving in the world, some people believe it's 80% of the way we show up in the world is unconscious. Kind of a radical idea to comprehend. So the way that earth medicines can help us be better mothers is that it can bring the unconscious into our conscious awareness. It can shine the light on our conditioning that we may be reprising, not even knowing it. It may shine the light on the ways that we don't love ourselves and that that is being passed on to our children, or patterns of behavior, addiction, ways of being, emotions that tend to be maybe our trigger points. Earth medicines can shine the light on these things so that we can show up differently in the world or to heal deep, repressed wounds that we may not know we have, but they're still playing out in our lives. I would say that the other thing that earth medicines do to help us become better mothers is showing us that link between generations. Let me actually speak of different medicines in my own experience of them. Let's say mushrooms, for example, brought me right to the shadows. It showed me aspects, doors that I definitely didn't want to open. I got that real uncomfortable feeling when I first took psilocybin, and it was like, oof, what is there? And basically what mushrooms showed me is to have the courage to open those doors, that sometimes enlightenment is through endarkment, that it is important to go into and lean into the discomfort, that place where your body freezes up and says like, oh, no, thank you. Go there. That's what mushrooms taught me. Go there. And it is through there you will gain an aspect of yourself. You may meet an exiled part that has been kind of lost in the metaverse of yourself for a long time, that needs your reparenting, needs you to integrate it back into your being. Mother Ayahuasca, the Amazonian brew. What did she teach me? I would say that it's hard to put into words. Obviously, it's ineffable. But one of the greatest teachings that Mother Ayahuasca, Grandmother Ayahuasca showed me was that in the world that we grow up in this patriarchal structure as women, that we are oppressed and suppressed in ways that we don't even realize, and that we've been objectified on so many levels. From little girls, we have been brainwashed into certain ideologies and beliefs that do not serve us. And I would say that the biggest thing of the objectification of our bodies, that this body is mine, and this body is a mechanism for my intuition to flow through. And Grandmother Ayahuasca showed me that in this deep kind of conditioning, that really we come into a trance, that we disassociate from so many emotions. We just shut them down. And in shutting those emotions down, we also shut our body down. And once we shut our body down, we've really lost our intuitive way to read the world, to read people, to read spirit, and to know which way to go in life. So Grandmother Ayahuasca gave me back this body and how to intuit what I'm feeling. When I feel triggered, to go into the trigger and to see what's there. Is there an old memory? What's still left to be healed? Or to go into all the emotions that were never processed, to feel rage, to feel anger, to feel joy, to feel every emotion and to hold them equitably, that there is in our world a polarity of what is a good emotion and what is a bad emotion. But ultimately, all of our emotions are tools. They are mechanisms to show us who we are, what is not something that we want in our life, and that our body is our mechanism into that truth. Grandfather Iboga, this beautiful bark, one of my most uncomfortable journeys. I would say that grandfather really put me in contact with my intergenerational and generational line. And basically what I saw was a lot of toxic masculinity and a lot of disempowered women. And I think ultimately all of the structures that we live in, this kind of patriarchal paradigm where the feminine voice has been lost and where Mother Earth gets extracted from, the systems that surround all of us. Basically what I saw was, a lot of women that were in my lineage felt deeply suppressed in some ways, and they didn't show it in the world. They look like women that were strong. And one of my grandmothers was one of the first pharmacists in the country. It wasn't like if you saw them, they came across suppressed, but there were levels of suppression. And so what were my patterns from that? What were my patterns if I had kind of toxic masculinity in my line? And we all do, by the way. What did that show me about myself? How did I then show up in the world? And how to heal that? Let's see if there's one other medicine that I would point to. It would be toad medicine, bufo. Bufo aliveus. What toad medicine showed me is deep surrender, deep love. I did go into this cosmic feminine wound on the planet with toad medicine, the wounds of all women that we carry that come from the structures, the disembodiment of women. I did go into that and saw that feeling that, knowing that, going through that was like a rebirth for me. But ultimately, what Bufo showed me was love, deep, deep love. And that there's layers and layers of love. And so each of these medicines, basically, how do we bring that into motherhood? If we can embody that wisdom and we can bring in all of that wisdom into our practical lives to root ourselves in our bodies, to then parent from a place where we are deeply present in our body, that alone, our bodies can co-regulate our children. If we can regulate ourselves, we keep our entire family structure feeling like a safe place. If we can welcome all of our own emotion, then we can welcome our children's emotion and all degrees of it. This is something that I've definitely had to learn. If we truly know what truth is, and we can feel it viscerally in our bodies, and we can feel our truth, and we can reflect that out into our children, ultimately, we are welcoming their truth, and we are welcoming open communication and dialogue. It helps us be a better mother because they deeply connect us to the sacred mother and to Mother Earth. And if you've listened to any of my podcasts, you'd know that so many of the people that I interview say that what earth medicines taught them was that the plants have more wisdom than humans. So if we can take this wisdom that we learn, the great reverence, the great humility, having our egos dissolve and dissolve and dissolve, having our masks come down and fall down, all these layers of ourselves. Ultimately, if we can bring that to our parenting and let our children know that they are gifts and that they are here to live their own individual sovereign paths. And ultimately, I think the three lessons that earth medicines teach us is that, I'm going to quote Dr. Dan Engel here, listen to my episode with him, that love is our blueprint, choice is our power, and life is happening for us, not to us. And I think ultimately earth medicines can teach us how to be more playful, how to be more childlike, to live in the mystery and awe. And if we can do that as a parent, we can keep bonding with our children a place of wonder and of passion. That in and of itself can change our dynamics as mothers. And if we can have deep compassion for ourselves, that being a psychedelic mother is a journey, to be in our authentic truth is what we're here to do. And we can just choose in the moment to do it. And we're going to make tons of mistakes along the way. It's also to support each other. I think one other thing that earth medicines teach us is that we need each other, that we are brothers and sisters. We are one. We need a village to create a child. We need a community to support us in all of this. And whether that's doing earth medicines, you know, when you do an earth medicine, this is not a journey to do alone. I mean, you might have a journey experience on your own, but to be in a tribe and to be in a community of people that know this language and can support you on this journey is essential. And that is true of motherhood too. I would say the other way that earth medicines help us be better mothers is help us to create those communities that will support conscious parenting and conscious love and connect us more deeply to each other. So I want to thank you for being part of the psychedelic mom family and community. I wish I had deeper, I could see all of your faces, and I wish I would know a little bit more about you, because I do truly believe that we are creating a web together of destigmatizing earth medicines, in particular for mothers and families, and ultimately to do this work as families, to be in ceremony with our children. And it doesn't have to be with earth medicines. Sometimes our children are too young for that, but that ceremony and ritual is really important to keep those in our lives. And that we can make a ceremony over dinner, we can make a ceremony of having a prayer together. And if you're a mother who has never taken the step into the earth medicine journey space, I welcome you. And I hope someday that you have a chance to sit with these beautiful medicines and that they show you truth and that they have huge healing potential for your life. this conversation will continue. And there are mothers that I have interviewed that have shared their story. So go back and listen to those episodes if you haven't. Let's see, Cherie Godise and Paige West and Carista Luminare and Rebecca Crone. And I'm coming out with an episode on Moms on Mushrooms, where mothers are going to give their unique experiences of how earth medicines have supported them on the path of being a mother. So that episode is coming out. So tune into that when it comes out. And I'm going to leave you with a song. It's a song called An Ode to the Mother, and gets us connected to the mother that is in with all of us. And it was written by a woman named Corinne Marie, who had a earth medicine journey. I think it was with ayahuasca. And this song came to her after that journey or within that journey. So enjoy the music. Many blessings.
Talk for a while. We've got some mess to clean up, don't we? See those men that have left us? Yeah, they went to Mars. Thought it was better to stare at the stars. But darling, I am burning. My winds are twisting, swirling.
Twist.
in the